The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Oh, yeah, so we feel like doing Extra Funny today because we didn't yesterday. Yesterday, when we were talking about Ace, it was all heavy. Today, we've been having more fun and remembering him. And there are going to be days where the moods are different. You know, today, we just needed a fun day.
And, yeah, we did. There was not a lot to laugh about yesterday.
No. Mm-mm. But the show went by so quickly this morning. And I didn't even hardly have to put on my old man glasses to read anything. You know,
that's a good day.
Not reading anything, mm-hmm. But I couldn't sleep last night. Can you toss without turning?
I tossed and turned.
Yeah, I guess you can. You always say tossing and turning, but you can toss and not turn over. You can just kind of.
Yeah, that's true. And your mind can toss. But
is that a toss or is that a flop?
It's a flop.
Flopping.
Flopping around.
That's a fish flop.
But I was so, it was one of those deals where I was so exhausted when I went to bed. I was kind of nodding off watching TV. You know, Mrs. Ritchie and I watch TV together every night before bed. Mm-hmm. And so she, I don't want to say this because she listens to Extra Funny. But there's a show that comes on that we both have been watching, and it's been pretty cute. She thinks it's funnier than I think it is, but I think I like watching it. But she thinks it's funnier, like I said, than I do. Well, they haven't been putting new episodes up because I guess you know it's a CBS show, so football and playoffs and all that. So there were a couple new episodes up. She was all excited. And we watched one last night, and it was probably the least funny of any of them that they've had. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to kind of chuckle at parts because I didn't want her to think, oh, I guess we're not going to be watching this together anymore.
Yeah.
And I'll be damned if I'm sitting there trying to laugh at it and keep it going, but they did. The episode was straight feminist. It was really? That Georgie and Mandy's first marriage or whatever it is. It's a spinoff of Young Sheldon. Which is a spinoff of Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, that's a spinoff of a spinoff.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I've seen the commercial for it.
Yeah. So, and I've already been saying things like, okay, well, on the show and even in real life, the woman is way older than the guy. Mm-hmm. The guy that plays Georgie, Sheldon's brother, is supposed to be 19 on the show, and it takes place in the 90s. And his wife that he got pregnant and then now they're married on the show is 32, and it's Emily Osment from Hannah Montana.
Okay.
Haley Joel's sister.
Oh, they are really.
Yeah. She's cute.
Uh-huh. I'm Haley Joel's sister.
Y'all know my brother, Haley Joel.
That's a big age difference.
I know. Oh. And it shows them just, you know, in the bed every week, they're in there talking about making the love and all of this stuff. Where if it's a 32-year-old man and a 19-year-old wife,
right,
and they're in there doing all that, people would be like, that's disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Which it would be.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Yeah, right.
I couldn't picture myself at 32 liking a 19-year-old boy, but.
But you can at 41.
Yeah, heck yeah. All right.
She's looking at it.
Heck yeah. Uh-huh. That poor boy.
She's like, I'll be 41 in a couple of months.
Uh-huh. Oh, 19. Doesn't that seem.
I am.
Does that seem way too young?
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, it is.
Oh.
Yeah, anything teen, I would think, once you get, you know.
Once you get what, TJ?
I'd say past like 22 or 23.
Agreed.
A 19-year-old, you wouldn't be messing with if you're even 25. If you can rent a car, you shouldn't be with a teenager.
Right. If you can't drink alcohol legally,
I saw that Caleb Presley, that does those funny interviews on Barstool. He asked Tom Brady the other day, he said, do you think Bill Belichick, if Bill Belichick's girlfriend, said it was an emergency and needed you to rent a car for her, would you do it?
That's hilarious.
Yeah, 'cause she's too young.
Yeah, good question.
But speaking of older guys liking younger women, Ace, who's still doing the Ace tribute.
Yeah.
we were talking about how Ace would like these things on social media, like big butts on Yetis, and Lindsay had not heard that. And I have a feeling, Riggins, that the day is not going to go completely by without her trying to find that on Instagram.
Oh,
butts
yeah.
on Yetis. That wasn't the official title of what it was that he was following, uh-huh. but it was close. It yeah. was very close to that.
Uh-huh.
Like big butts on Yetis or butts on truck tires.
yeah.
Something like that.
It was
monster
raunchy.
Truck.
Yeah, it was super raunchy.
I can't wait to look it up. Yeah.
Some of the huge asses on Yeti coolers yeah. or something.
I'll be like, oh, this is what he liked. Okay. Yeah,
like, yeah. like, what's the cooler have to do with anything? Like, I never understood. Like, why don't you just follow some girl with a big butt? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
But because it was the type of look, you know, yeah. it was that redneck. Because you remember he loved,
is that what it is?
You know, cut. This was before they started wearing cutoffs as bikini cover-ups at the mm-hmm. beach and stuff. Cutoffs and boots, man. Yeah, that's, you know, that's or sundresses and boots.
Yeah. yeah.
You remember we'd go to those Triangle Beach Music Festival things that my friend Mark would host,
mm-hmm.
and all those college girls would be out there in those sundresses and all yeah. that. They'd go, look at that. That's a cute sundress right there.
Yeah, that's a cute sundress. sundress. Yeah. yeah.
He loved that
he
one.
He did love it.
And you know what I was thinking about the other day? I think, Lindsay, when you started working with us, you were my daughter's age now.
Yeah.
Because you were 24, right?
Mm-hmm. Close. Yeah, close.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's crazy.
What? That she was. You were 25?
I don't know. I was close to that. It, yeah, 25 I thought you or 26.
I thought you were 24, 25, something like that.
15 years ago?
Yeah, because I was on the show for, what, five?
Five, and she's been off for almost nine.
Yeah,
right?
So it kind of makes sense. Ugh. I celebrated my 30th Ooh. Birthday on the show.
Mm-hmm.
What is time, you know?
Yeah.
Where were we? Were we in... When is that the one where you got wasted at the Mexican restaurant? We were off on a trip somewhere. It was your birthday.
New York?
May
yeah.
have been.
Yeah, I remember that.
For the, yeah. Mm-hmm. We did the show in that building in New York, and y'all made me go out. I mean, you didn't make me. Obviously, I wanted to, but go out into the street, and what was I doing? I don't know. It went to Rockefeller. I like walked to Rockefeller Center, and I was recording something. I don't know. I just have all these memories of being in New York.
Yeah, and we ate Mexican food yeah. that night, and you were wasted.
Yeah, off Marks. Yeah,
yeah.
I wore the hat, right. the sombrero.
I think maybe no. This was a fancy Mexican.
Oh.
Like you wouldn't have been wearing a sombrero.
Well, no,
it was fancy.
It was fancy, but I do because I was dressed up. But I think yeah. they brought me a sombrero with the cake. The you know, Tres Leches, yeah. whatever cake with the candle, and y'all were singing. It was nice, though.
Yeah, it was a nice place.
Yeah.
It was really nice.
And our business manager, Adam, was there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fun.
But, you know, Ace loved a Senior Frogs type place. Yeah. You know, that he loved. We'd go on those beach trips with listeners and stuff. That was his favorite day is whenever yeah. we'd go to Senior Frogs.
Yeah, he liked to party.
And he would, whatever he wanted to do, he would bring it up. And if, you know, we would be like, okay, we'll think about it. We'll look at, no, he'd bring it up again. Mm-hmm. Y'all want to go to Senior Frogs? Like he hadn't asked us before. Yeah. No, we got, yeah.
I want to go to Senior Frogs.
Yeah.
Senior Frog.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, where else are you going to get authentic Mexican food in Mexico?
Right.
Absolutely.
So we'd all end up being like, okay, we'll go. Finally, after the 15th.
But man, he loved New York.
Yeah.
I mean, he did. I love it. Love New York.
Yeah.
He did. And I liked going a few times, but then, you know, once all the crime got so bad and everything, I'm like, I am not going back to New York. I don't.
Yeah.
Meetings or not. We will have to meet somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he could not have stood out more on the streets yeah. of New York than yeah. any other. I mean, 6'4", red hair, pale skin.
Yeah.
You know, he just stuck out.
I think
but he loved it.
I think that's what I was doing on the streets. People were listening to my Southern accent and y'all
that's
were laughing.
What it was,
that's
yeah.
what it was.
We're trying to see how they would respond to yeah. your accent.
Hi. Yeah. Like I mm-hmm. stuck out like a sore
thumb. Yeah, right.
Well, I mean,
blonde.
Yeah, the yeah. whole thing. Blonde, tan in the winter.
Yeah. Real tan in the winter.
She ain't from
looking
around
at those
here.
Photos.
Who are you?
Yeah.
Who are you supposed to be, little yeah. Miss Thing?
Yeah.
Little Miss Girl?
Well, you want sausage and egg on a hard roll?
They were like, she's going to get eaten up and spit
out. Yeah.
But we sent Adam with you, though, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, we wouldn't let you just be walking down there.
Well, and I was right next to the building. I think, actually, was it Tracy, our former, and she was from New York.
Right. She built it.
Yeah. She was like, they're going to eat her up, eat her alive.
2 seconds out on those streets.
Yeah.
Not a chance.
I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, that was back when we had fun at work.
Yeah, that was a fun one. For sure.
We had a lot of fun.
Oh, and then we went to New York another time after we had already gotten rid of Lindsay. Mm. And we had Sass was with us that time. Mm. And you remember going to that Italian restaurant where they made their own wine in the back? And it was, I mean, it was delicious.
Oh, was it good?
And it was all you can eat. Like, you ordered the dinner, and they kept just bringing you all these different courses, and they were all, you know, shareable sizes and everything.
Yeah.
Man, it was incredible.
Oh, so the food was good. Was the wine good?
It was good.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you had indulged in some of that wine, as I recall.
I'll drink wine every now and then, you know, but this, it was red wine, and it was,
delicious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, that was a great place. No menus. Like, you just kind of walk in, they just sort of start bringing you food. Yeah.
And there's not a lot of times you hear making it in the back. It's delicious.
So yeah, good for them.
Well, we're talking about beverages, especially.
Oh, yeah.
They make their beer in the back.
Yeah.
You know, usually it's like right there. You can see if they're making it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it was delicious.
Mm. That was good.
Whole thing was. And I'm not used to drinking that much wine, but I mean, it was going down like Welch's, man. Mm.
Yeah. Next day it didn't feel like Welch's.
And it rained on us on the way back. You remember walking in the rain?
Yep.
Mm. But again,
I had a quick question. Do you guys remember when we went to the Mexican restaurant and Ace had to introduce himself and ask somebody if they wanted a picture with
him? Oh yeah, that was in Charlotte.
What?
Yeah. It was one of those things. Wait, hold on. We got to take a break. So we'll tell that in segment two of Extra Funny. Hang on.
More Extra Funny next. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
All righty. Still part of the Remembering Ace shows. Don't know how many of these we'll do just until it doesn't feel right anymore. So I think that's pretty entertaining. This would be a good time to be a listener. You know, I really believe that.
Yeah.
And I know what the hell I'm talking about. So Rob just brought this up and I had forgotten. One of the biggest nightmares for me personally in the business is thinking about having to say to someone or being out of my head enough to say, don't you know who I am? You know, oh God.
Yeah.
I mean, Riggins, you and I might as well just stand in a constant rotation of getting free samples at a store. It's so uncomfortable just standing there.
Yeah.
And even when people have shown up at an event that we are sponsoring and they know who we are and they showed up to meet us, for me to be the one to say, did you want to get a picture? Is just... Oh my God, I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
I'll stand there all day. And then I finally figured out, even because I know that that's what they're there for and all that, but then I figured out a way to do it because sometimes they get nervous and they don't want to say, can I have, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I'll say, hey, you mind if we take a picture with my phone? And I'll get, hey, take a picture of us. And then they'll say, okay, well, can I do one with my, but we had did he lose a bet, Rob, that he had to do on the show? And
I think it was the college football betting thing that you guys used to do.
And so we made him go to a busy Mexican restaurant during lunch hour and walk up to random tables and ask if they'd like to have their picture taken with him.
What?
We forgot about that.
And the rest of us were in the restaurant eating. So we set it up with the restaurant.
Yes.
Is it okay if we do this and other?
Yeah.
And he would just get up when the new, it was mainly, you remember, it was mainly women, like professional women coming in having lunch.
It was in a busy part of town in the lunch hour and like on a Wednesday.
Right.
I, Totally forgot about
that. So we're at a table in the corner with our backs to, you know, we can't really, because they don't see us when they come in.
Yeah.
And then he just gets up and walks over to the table as soon as they get, you know, comfortable and order their drinks. He'll go, all right, here I go. And he'd get up and walk over there and go, excuse me, did you ladies want to get a picture with me?
Yeah. And what was the outcome? Like, what?
I think some people were like, okay, because they were confused. They were like, okay, I remember him taking some.
Yeah. And I, but it wasn't like, oh my God, this is Ace.
No.
I mean, because it could have easily been that, you know, depending on the day, but it wasn't. It was just people being, oh, well, yeah, I guess so, you know.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a couple of them would say, well, who are you?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Do you work here? You know, kind of thing.
Do you work?
Or they may have thought he was just trying to be funny or whatnot. But even at that, if they think some strange guy's coming over flirting with them, excuse me, ladies, you'd like to get a picture with
that's
me?
Yeah. Oh, my God. So gosh. Funny.
Yeah. And then, of course, you know, we're videoing it from across the room.
Yeah.
Yeah. And TJ's complaining that there's not enough salt in the guacamole. He's like oblivious to what Ace do. Like, they don't salt their guacamole. No. A lot of people don't do that. Yeah. I was just excited to have a free meal, you know, bought for me. But yeah, that was crazy. I forgot.
That's great.
But no one could have pulled that off better than him.
Yeah.
Like that would have killed me.
No one would have.
And I think secretly he wanted to do it. He was, I think it bothered him that they didn't immediately say, oh yeah, you're Ace. Yeah. Sure.
He's like, I got this. Yeah.
That's why he picked BYU in the.
They're going to win it all.
They're going all the way.
Yeah. And I used to think that he was wanting to get naked too all the time whenever he would lose those bets on purpose because the payoff was always, you know, him being naked.
Yeah. Streaking or something.
He did get naked a lot.
Because I remember one time he lost the bet and it was the punishment was for him to make a sexy calendar to sell for our charity and all this. And it was going to be so embarrassing and all that. But then he came to me and he goes, well, Gwen had just started working for us. And I was going to say, and then she, you know, she was young and, you know, she didn't have much money. So she would pretty much do anything that we tried to get her to do if we would give her something for it. And then it hit me. Well, she's in her 40s now and she has a lot of money and she'd do it to this day.
Yeah.
What are you going to pay me?
Yeah.
So for some, she wanted to go with us on one of these trips that we were going to the beach or something into Mexico or the Bahamas or somewhere. And he said, what if we pay for Gwen to go on this trip? Or was it one of those conferences and wine country kind of thing that we were going to? He goes, what if we pay for Gwen to go to that conference with us if she'll do the calendar with me?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You got wrapped up in that one.
I'm like, good Lord.
Yeah.
So these pictures come out, and it's not embarrassing at all. It was supposed to be embarrassing.
Yeah.
But by then, he was in great shape, and she was in great shape, and it just looked like two good-looking people made a scantily clad calendar and we're selling it for the charity.
Yeah.
There was nothing nothing funny about it. It just looked like and it actually looked arrogant almost. These people are just showing off.
Oh my God.
Because they look good.
They are having a great time.
People are like, so this is for charity?
And then he was almost like it hurt his feelings because we didn't laugh at it or anything. And I said, but it's not funny.
Yeah.
And it wasn't to say you're trying to be funny and you're not funny. It's just that it was a compliment that it's not funny because y'all look too good to be funny.
Yeah.
Great.
I mean, looks like you were taking this seriously.
One of them, he was like standing butt naked with a gift, like a present right in front of his junk, I think. Remembering that,
and she's over his shoulder looking, and then it makes it look like she's not wearing anything.
Yeah, I mean, it was raunchy. I mean, it wasn't raunchy, but it was scantily clad.
But it wasn't like he had a pot belly, and it was like funny. Right, you know,
it'd be like if I did a sexy calendar right now, it would be hilarious.
Yeah.
But it'd be, but if I did a sexy calendar when I was all in shape and everything, and I got a girl much younger than me who was in great shape to do it with me.
Yeah.
You know, being married and having kids, you would look like, well, that's weird.
Yeah, we should have defeated the purpose.
We should have known when he came in the morning and he was spray tanned. I was like, wait a minute. No. Well, this was supposed to be an embarrassing, why are you spray tanning?
Yeah.
He's like all broad, like George Hamill or whatever his name is, Hamilton.
But and then we were in, ended up being out like several hundred dollars, $1,000, so Gwen could go to this conference. She's like, I did my part, whether it was funny or not.
Yeah.
I did what I was supposed to do.
I don't care what it looked like.
Yeah.
He manipulated that one.
Napa, here we come.
Wine country.
But yeah, I think he got mad at us on that one for real.
Yeah, maybe.
Because we also had to pay for having all these calendars printed.
Yeah. Did anyone even buy them?
Yeah, a few of them sold, but nobody bought them because, I mean, they bought them, you know, those women say, I'm buying it. Ace looks hot.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
All these horned up ladies.
And then the guys were like, hell yeah, man, look at Gwen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like that time that we did the, my wife headed up a committee at our church that we were going to at the time to do this big carnival to raise money for our charity. Yeah. And there was a Dunkin' booth at the carnival. And then all the members of the show were taking turns in the Dunkin' booth to raise money. Well, it was one of those that has the, it's a big blue bucket. And then you go down into the bucket when you're dunked. And then there's a, the front of the bucket is clear. Mm-hmm. So you can see the people when they go underwater. Mm-hmm. Well, Gwen was wearing a t-shirt and a style of bikini that women in their early 20s wear. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so when she would hit that water, that t-shirt would fly up and you could see that she was wearing skimpy bottoms on that.
Yeah.
And the line of men at that church standing there handing their little sons money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause they weren't doing it, but they'd sit there and every guy with a son had his son in that line trying to sink, dunk Gwen in that tank.
So funny. Hey, they raised a lot of money though.
Yeah, because I mean, she would hit the water, her t-shirt would float up, then she'd turn around while she's in the water to climb back on the thing.
Yeah.
So you saw her front when the t-shirt first went up and she hit the water, and then when she was getting back on the thing, you could see her ass.
Oh, that's hilarious.
For charity.
Yeah. So
like, son, there were, I'm just two. Do it.
They'll let you run up there and just hit it.
Yeah.
With your hand.
Yeah.
They let little kids do that. They think it's funny.
Yeah.
But that's what it was like. Those men were buying those calendars to see Gwen, and then the women were like, oh, yeah, you looking good, buddy. Oh,
yeah. He's loving it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like, oh, let's go buy that because it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Nobody could put it up in their office for a joke or anything.
No way.
Too serious.
Mm-hmm. He had that Santa hat on, that Santa robe, open his chest. All it was pretty graphic.
Yeah, yeah. Should have thought that one through more.
Yeah, no, he duped us. He just duped us. Yeah, what it was. He knew.
Gotcha. Well, I starved myself for 2 months. Gotcha.
100%.
Yeah, but he would. He would do that. He wouldn't think it like how this is going to look. He's just looking at it like, because he didn't want to be embarrassed by in that way.
Right.
The embarrassment for him was. Making silly faces on the video, I mean, on the pictures, and making it look like he was, you know, that. But the embarrassing part wasn't going to be how he looked. He was going to make sure of that.
Right, right, right.
That no matter what they were going to look at, well, he looks good. He may have a stupid look on his face, but he looks good.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. Uh-huh. Funny.
It was that, and I think the charity lost money on that fundraiser, and there was another one we did. It was a poker run with, you know, the Harley Davidson poker run things. Mm-hmm. And the guy that was working with us, that he came to us with the idea. And hey, I'm telling you, last one I organized, we made, and it was like an outlandish amount of money that they made for a charity. And it didn't work out that way with us. And we ended up getting stuck with, I think, like, is 144 a gross? Is that? What it is. So I think we had two grosses of 5XL t-shirts that said, you know, Grin Kids Poker Run on it, because that's what he advised. Most of your men out there are going to be, that's the size they're going to want.
Yeah, sure. You got some big boys playing poker.
Yeah.
And it was underattended. And we lost money on that one. Mm. That one and the sexy calendar.
Mm. Yeah, those are catastrophes.
But I bet you he still had that calendar framed up somewhere.
It's got to be.
You know, he frame anything.
I hope
so. It's not back there.
Shadow boxed. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah. Probably 12 of them.
Yeah.
You're not kidding.
I hope so.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.